Insolvency practitioners who escaped the scrutiny of the Financial Services Royal Commission will be targeted in a new inquiry by the Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, Kate Carnell. Pressure for a separate probe comes after more than 8,000 small and family businesses were pushed into administration over the past year, some as a result of the drought. And Kate Carnell says the Royal Commission was a missed opportunity to tackle complaints about insolvency practitioners. Our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, joins me now. Peter, good afternoon. What will this inquiry do that the Royal Commission didn't or couldn't?
Well, Tom, a big criticism of last year's Banking Royal Commission was that it didn't get to the cases of all Australians who were hurt by misconduct and potential criminal breaches. That's because Kenneth Hayne's terms of reference were strictly limited to banking, insurance and superannuation. And one area that avoided scrutiny was the insolvency and liquidation profession. And they're sadly a common sight. And as you mentioned, 8,000 businesses went into administration last year, many of them in rural and regional Australia. To counter what she calls a lost opportunity, the Small Business Ombudsman, Kate Carnell, has announced this special inquiry this morning, alongside the former National Senator John Wacker Williams, who, of course, was a key figure in forcing the Banking Royal Commission. And Kate Carnell told me she's been shocked by some of the very sad stories where people, some of them on the land, have been ruined.
What we hear is some pretty horrendous stories about what actually happens to small businesses and to farmers when they end up in insolvency, in liquidation, losing not just their business, but going into bankruptcy, losing the family home, losing the farm. I mean, this is horrendous.
Insolvency experts and liquidators can be tempted, you say, to push a business into administration rather than to restructure or turn it around. What examples have you seen of that?
We see so few cases where a business goes into administration that the outcome is actually the business coming out the other side and continuing to trade. You know, well, that should be the goal. We should be trying to get businesses back on track, not putting them into administration and liquidation in almost all cases that we see.
Well, Wacker Williams, you're going to be playing a lead role in this inquiry, and clearly in rural Australia, the drought is taking a greater grip, and that's pushing some family businesses right to the brink.
Certainly, Peter. This is a drought of all droughts. This is the worst drought in the area. I live in northern New South Wales since European settlement by far. Not only having a huge effect financially on the farmers, landowners, the stock owners, the graziers, etc., but the small businesses in the towns as well, because the money is simply not coming into the communities, Peter. Hence, retail sales are down, and farm machinery, stock and station agents selling chemicals and fertilisers and sprays has been a big downturn. And if some of these businesses are going to get into financial trouble and have to have a look at the situation of voluntary administration or court-appointed administration, liquidation, receivership, whatever, it's important that they're treated properly, efficiently, and that's why this inquiry is about, to see that also treated fairly.
And Kate Carnell, this inquiry really is going to go into those areas that really didn't attract the attention of the Royal Commission.
The Royal Commission was a lost opportunity in this space. We have seen some pretty ordinary stories, I have to say. And, you know, there's lots of the insolvency practitioners, the people who work in this area, that are the first people who want this fixed. They can see that there's some very real issues, but at the moment, sometimes what really happens isn't all that crash hot.
Small Business Ombudsman Kate Carnell and former Nationals Senator John Wacker Williams speaking there with the ABC's Peter Ryan. He's with me now. Peter, has there been any response from the insolvency industry?
Tom, the Restructuring Insolvency and Turnaround Association, that's the professional body, they're pretty scathing. They say it's yet another inquiry with a very narrow terms of reference. The association has a particular swipe there at John Wacker Williams, saying he's so far failed to drive any positive reform in the insolvency profession, and they can hardly see the value of having him on board.
Okay, the ABC's Peter Ryan, thank you.